דף מם בייס עמד בייס תינוך נפשי דרב עוזבו תלמידו בסרי. So the Talmidim went to be Malav Rav, the Kvura was Be'ir Acheres. So they were Malav Rav. Chihodri, when they came back from the Levaya, Omri Nezel V'Nechel Lachmo Anahar Dant. So they were Keveya Mokin, let's eat together, Pas Anahar Dant. Bosa de Kolchi, after they made a Moitzi, they washed and they had eaten, Yosvi v'komi boilu, so they had a shayla. What was the shayla? In the Mishnah it says that when are you moitzi? In the Mishnah we had like this. Toyu yoishvin, kolechad mevorach la'atzmoi. If they are sitting without a kviyas, so one cannot be moitzi the other, each one makes a brocha b'fnei atzmoi. Heisebu echad mevorach l'kulam. Now, the matzav of a seibe passed in a dining room, and they had mitais, and there was a seibe. Here they were at the derech. There was no heseibe. There was yeshiva. But they were mazmin. They were mazmin. They were miyachah that they should sit together. They had said before, nezel v'nechel lachma nahardak. So that was their shayla. Bosa de kolche yosu kami boivu. Heisebu davke tnam, does the Mishnah mean, davke, that one can be moitzi the other, only when there's a kviyas of a seibe, avu yoshvu loy. But yeshiva alone does not create a kviyas. So therefore, so we can't bench bezimun. The gather of zimun is that one is moitzi all of them. Each will have to bench bazunda. I do me kiven da omri nezel v'neichel rifte beduchte palnisa, but since we were miyachid v'dibu v'eitah we were mazmin amokim to eat together ki esebu domi, so this is equivalent to a seib. No, they have a pilpul loy havi biyadayu, they didn't know how to be machia the sofik. Kom Rav Ade Barave, so Rav Ade Barave stood up. Ahader kare la chayre. They had just torn, he had just torn his beged on the Misa of Rav. So he turned the moke makriye, he turned around the shirt or the beged backwards, v'kora kriye achine. And he was kireya anu kriye. Omar, he was, that there was a helgish, they were margish anu aveide, which they did not realize till now. Till now they realized that Rav is Nishdo, but now they realized how much they are chosar with Rav's absence, with Rav's Ptira. Omar noch navshei de Rav u'birches mezoina le'gamrine. Rav is nifte, and we don't even know hilches birches hamozein. That they were makir, this tremendous hefzid. So that was Mechayev and Ukriya. They didn't know what to do. Ad Osa Hu Sova, till they came Azokain, and he was Machia the Sofik. Ramaluhu Masnisna Beraisa. The Beraisa we had yesterday, the Beraisa says, Yoshvu Lechel. If there was a yeshiva, Aval Bisha Kolechad Vechad Oichel Mikikroi Echad Mevorech Lekula. That even though there was a yeshiva, one can be mighty all the others. And our Mishnah says heisebu, that after with if they were meisiv, only that is considered a kviyus, and one can be mighty the other. Vishani luhu, and he answered it. Kiven da omri nezel v'neichel lachmo beduch plan ke heisebu domi. He said this we had yesterday, that hazmone is equivalent to a seib. Let us see Rashi. Ozlu talmidov basrei de kavru bi'ir acheres. Nahar dank kach shemoy. Reishe davke, it seems Rashi the different gears in the Gemara. So the reishe is davke. What does it say in the reishe? The reishe of our Mishnah is davke. Diktoni hoyu yoishvin. The reishe of our Mishnah does not say that Yoshvu kol echad mevorech la'atma. No, hoyu yoishvin. What is the translation of hoyu yoishvin? that they were sitting there below Hasmon Asmokim. That's the Taicho Yoyoshim. They were sitting there. And then they got hungry, so they started eating. So the yeshiva, that means Hoyu Yoyoshim below Hasmon Asmokim. Not they sat down to eat. Hoyu Yoyoshim below Hasmon Asmokim. Who do I have a kviyas? Then it is not a kviyas. Avol Onu. She's maninu lekach, but we were mazmin that we should eat together. It wasn't mikredik. Have a kviyas ve'echad mevorech lekula. So then the halach is that one can be mitzi everyone else. Ahad karei la'achoirei, kra shekore behesped rabbi, herzir hecholok la'achoiro. He puts the cholok on backwards. Umar shelo ochel lefnim. To make a second kriya, laharis evil achshav ki yoyma misa. To show a new availus. Show you trichin lohayra ve'ein yoydim lohayris. They need her ra, and there's no one here that can be passing for them. Rami lohu, so the sove asked the stira kidramina lel. Like we hear a stira, the beraisa says yoshvu, and the mishnah says they sabu. Akoch mi boin luluk mi beraisa bohochi. This is considered a kvi. Let us see Taisvis. Hesebu ein loy hesebu loy. This is a Taisvis from yesterday. The Gemara was medayik from the Sefer. The Sefer says that you need davka hesebu, and the Baraisa says Yoshu. Tame. So Taisvis asks, Amai Makshe Midiyuke, why did the Gemara ask the Kashe from Adiyuk, from the Sefer? The Sefer says, Heisebu Ein, Loi Heisebu Loi. The Reisha says, Klo, Hoyu Yoishvin. The Reisha says, Klo, Hoyu Yoishvin, Kolechad Mevoich Latzmai. So it says, Klo in the Mishnah that Yeshiva doesn't know. V'tikshu Lei Me Reisha Behedye, Diktani, Hoyu Yoishvin, Mevoich Kolechad Latzmai. So you see, Claude, that Yeshiva doesn't help. And the Baraisa says, Yoshua, it does help. V'yeshloim adim ereisha avamine she Yoshua b'shvil eisek achesh lo yoyadata mitchil alech. From the reisha, I could learn, hoyu Yoshvin, befakert, that they were sitting there for a different purpose. So there, Yeshiva is not a kviz. Avalim Yoshua adaita lech ilafil abulay hasei benami mahani. So that's why the Gemara was medayik from the Sefer. The Sefer Vayis says, Davke Hesebu. Hesebu ain't loy, Hesebu loy. The Gemara answers no, that Hasmon is equivalent to a Sefer. Asor ibn Ayod m'shem ahalchim, Nezel v'necha lachma, ki Yoshua v'Hesebu don. Ashtanicha, the Porish b'masnissin, now I said Pshat, the Mishnah, the Mayri, Bein b'bilchas ha-moitzi, he says, you need a kvius, say by the Brocha Rishoyne, Bein bebirchas hamozin, kedamash mahochem itoich abraisa dasor b'nei odom, which is speaking about the brocha rishoyne, and by birchas, in the maisa of Rav was speaking, Tamid the Rav was speaking about the brocha achoy. So by, say by birchas hamozin, and say by the brocha rishoyne, in order to be mighty, you need a kvi. Ve'im toima, amai him tinu, why did this shayla arise? After by Birchas Hamozein, if I'm just telling you that you need a kviyas for Brocha Rishoinim, boy ad Birchas Hamozein, why did they wait to clear the Shaila? By Birchas Hamozein, v'hayich birchu ala pas mitchila, what did they do by the Brocha Rishoinim? If it's considered a kviyas, the one is mighty everyone, one should be mighty everyone, b'reivam hadras mela. If it is not a kviyas, so then each one has to make a Brocha Bazunda. So why this shaila that they had, Hasmoneh, if Hasmoneh makes it for a kviya, so why did they clear the shaila by Birchas Hamozein? If the shaila is negaya by the Brocha Rishoyne, which you also need a kviya. We see this from Asor Shahulchem B'derech, which is speaking about a Brocha Rishoyne. V'shloim Hashem amayri diyoshvu lechol zeach hazeh, that the Achila Rishayna was Zeach HaZeh. So, even though they were Kivei, let's eat together, but the Mais Achila was, they did not eat together. So it wasn't a Geir, the Shaila by the Brocha Rishayna, by the Brocha Achayna, the Shaila arose, and then they realized what they were missing with the Ptir of Rav. Zok the Gemara Vait. In the Mishnah it says, Heisebu Echad Mevorech Lekulam. if there's a kviyas, the kviyas comes about through heisebu, they were meisiv. So then the halacha is echad mevorech lekulam, with the Mishnah speaking about poshut eis bracha rishayne, and one can be meitze the other. Amara loy shanu ela pas, the Mishnah is speaking about pas, the boy heisebu. Pas is a davar choshu, so in order to be moitzi achilas hapas, then you need achshivis. Then you need a kviyus. Then you need a kviyus. Lo ishanu ela pas, the boy yaseve. Abel yayin. Yayin, which is not as choshev as pas, so loy boy yaseve. So that means Rav is telling us that the dvorim chshuvim, you need Heseibe to be Moitzi, the Bracha Rishayne. The Dvorim She'einam Chshuvim, you don't need Heseibe. Yayin is not Choshu, Loi Boi Heseibe. The Rabbi Yochanan Omar, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Afilo Yayin Nami Boi Heseibe. So the Rosh is Mevayr, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yayin is also Choshu. That means, according to the Lishne Kameh, everyone is moide that a dover she'enei choshu, you could be moitzi without a seiba. You don't need a seiba for a dover she'enei choshu. You only need a seiba, you only need a kviyas for a dover choshu. Now the shail is, what is considered a dover choshu? That's the machlokes Rav and Rav Yochanan. The Rav says only passes a dover choshu, that's what says in the Mishnah. Ein loch boyel loch yidusha. And Rav Yochanan Jain is also considered a dover choshu. According to this lashon, we will have no problem to understand the Gemara, the Flamites, that we had learned the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Maise, there were two Talmidim sitting in front of Bar Kapore, and Bar Kapore told, was Mechabed, one of them, to make a Brocha Rishayne to be Moitzi. There was a whole Maise over there. They ended up Nebuch with an Umglik. Aber Al Koponim, Bar Kapore said that the one should be Moitzi. There it's speaking about, it was... So according to the first Lashon, there's no problem, because you do not need Heseibe. According to the first Lashon, you only need Heseibe by Dvorim Shuvim. The pilpul is Yayin Adovah Choshev, or for something that's not Choshev, you don't need Heseibe. So Mamela, there's no problem how one could be Moitzi. That is according to the first Lashon. According to the second Lashon, we'll see, we'll have problems. The second, Ikedamri, Omarav, Loishonu, Elepas, the Mahan Yileya Seibe, the second Loshin is Punkfakel, that only by Dvorim Chshuvim it helps, that's called a Kviyas. You need a Kviyas for every Bilchas Hanen. You need a Kviyas for every Bilchas Hanen. So Memele, so Rav, and when do you have a Kviyas? Only by Pas, the Mahan Yileya Seibe. Avol yayin that is not choshuv loy mahan yileya seibe, so that cannot, the seibe won't also create a kviyas, since you're drinking something that's not as choshuv as pas. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, avol yayin nami mahan yileya seibe, yayin will also help a seibe. So according to the second lashon, according to Rav, only a seibe helps only by pas, and Rabbi Yochanan helps a little by yayin. But something that is not pas and not yayin will zicha not help a seibe. So then we have a problem from the Gemara daf lametes. How could he tell them to be moitzi? To be moitzi, they were eating kruv and pargiyos. How could they be moitzi? It doesn't help a seibe. So that's one of the rais of the Rashba that we passed in like the first lashon from that Gemara. There's a shaila, there's a machlekes ha'poskim, if we pass them according to the first lashon or according to the second lashon. So this is, the Rashba brings the raya that we pass them according to the first lashon, because we see that they were moitzi, nakocha chaseide helps, afilo by dvorim she'einam chshuvim, or you don't need a seide. You don't need a seide, but then without a seide would also be good. Meisvei keitzat seider haseide oichem nichnosim v'yoyish v'malgabi safsolim. Now we'll have a very complicated baraisa, which there are many problems, but this is to the kasha of the Gemara, it's not negeya. So first let us just teich poshet what this baraisa is speaking about. This baraisa is speaking about that the derech was when a gvir made a big suda, he made sure to invite aniyim. And these aniyim were called oichim. There were kruyim and there was oichim. The kruyim was the invited guests, and the oichim were the aniyim that came to participate in the suda. Is keitzad seider haseider. How was the seider haseider? So oichim nichnosim. First the oichim, which was gematri aniyim, the aniyim came. The yoishvim, we're not up to the suda yet. We can't start the suda till all the kruyim come. But the oichim made sure to come first. The yoishvim al gabi savsolim al gabi katadroi. Ach yichnesu kula. Till the kruyim will come, the val, they're here already. No, they're here, kemeze nishlosen valten non golni. They say, viyu lehem mayim. So if they brought them first water called echod ve echod noitel yodoyachas. So each one washed one hand. The reason for this, that we'll see, this is a very big tumult why you wash one hand. About kaponim, let's not go into this problem at the present time. Bolahem yayin, after they washed the hand, yayin was served to these oichim. Called echod ve echod mevorech la'atzma. You had an open house, there's a lot of aniyim. One was not moitzi the other. Each one had a make a broch. Now, finally, when the kruyim came, then they went into the dining room. Olu ve'seibu. Then they went and they made then olu ve'seibu. Ubo lehem ayim. And again, they were served water to wash the hands. Even though each one had already washed one hand. Chayze v'noitel shtei yodah. They wash again. They wash over again. Now they wash both hands. Bolem yayin. Now we're getting down to the suda already. Before was tamazaya to occupy them till the kliyim come. Bolem yayin. Now they served yayin. Afal pisho kol echad ve'echad berech la'atzma. Even though the first time each one made a broche by themselves, here echad mevorech l'kula. So we have over here, we found Baruch Hashem abaraisa that's speaking about yayin. And it seems that the first time we find that weren't mighty one the other, the second time we find the one was mighty the other. So now the Gemara is going to ask Akasha and Rav. Lahayich lishne da omar Rav, loy shonu elopas, the boy yaseide. Avol yayin, loy boy yaseide. Yayin does not need haseide. Kasha reishe. So if wine does not need a seibe, so good. In the beginning, when they first came, there were yoishvim al gabi savsom al gabi katadroi, so there was no seibe. But yain doesn't need a seibe. So memele. So why did each one make their own broche? Why wasn't there a din of bereivam hadras melech? The one should be meitzi all the others. So the Gemara says, shani oichim didatayu lemeke. That this yeshiva wasn't a yeshiva either. They were zem gezitzen av spilkit. They wanted to make sure when the kruyim come, they should get a good seat in the dining room. So memele, this wasn't even a yeshiva. This wasn't any kevias whatsoever. We'll see in Rashi. Rashi explains it. So kaponim, even though you don't need a seiba, but some sort of a kevias you need. There was no kevias. They were all looking who's here, and when they opened up the door into the dining room, so there was no kevias whatsoever. Fine. La'ayich lishne da omar Rav, loishonu ela pas, the mahani le'yaseibe. According to the second losh, that by pas, it does not help haseibe. Only by pas haseibe helps. Avol yayin loy mahani le'yaseibe, by yayin haseibe will not help. So it's kasha seife. Here it says klo that they were moitzi. So the Gemara says, no, shani hosam, the migu, the kamahanyele haseibe lepas, mahanyele haseibe liyayin. That means like this, that the shtiyas yayin alone is not sufficient to create, it's not a, a achilach shuve to create a kvius. But since here they went already into the dining room, the kavone to eat pas, so there's a migu the mekahandile aseva lepas, so it has a shame kvius legabi pas manile aseva leyain, so mamela, so this yain is also called a kvius. Now before we go into the sugya, let us look into Rashi Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. When we mentioned before there was a machloikis, there was by the Maisa of Bar Kapore. Bar Kapore was mechabed a Talmud to be moitzi the oilam with a brocha rishayne. So let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Rashi the Dibra Maschel, Rabbi Kivei Gebemis and Seichen Su Rashi and Taisvis. So let us see, Zikna Enkan. So Rashi says, Lei Zokanani, Boy Lei Lishalaini, Lei Zami, Yvoch Lifte Rashar Amin. Period. And Rashi says something interesting. Dvorim Halolu, this food that was being served, there was cabbages and the maskin, whatever that is, if it's prunes or not prunes, and there was Pargiyais, there was Oifes, Einam Boim Lelafis as a pas. They did not come lelafes as a pas to eat together with the pas. Elo shaloi machmas asude hein boin. They were served shaloi machmas asude. Amrina lekamon detunim brocha lifneim. Ve'ein apas peitros. So Rashi had a shaila. Why did they have to make a brocha at all on these pargiyas and kruv? It's part of the sude. So Rashi makes an akim to this was not served lelafes as a pas. It's Vikan Shoyel Aben. Who told Rashi they had eaten pas? Where did Rashi see that they had eaten pas? Rashi has a kashe and a teretz and a ganze kimte. Because Rashi is going according to the second loshen. According to the second loshen, that only by pas helped kviyas, helped the saber. But by another thing, it doesn't, you need a saber and you don't have a saber. So Rashi and a kashe. So how could one be might see the other? Rashi had a kashe. That was the Rashba's kasha. How does this Gemara shtim with the second lotion of Rav? So Rashi said it. They washed. So there's a migu the mahani yaseiba lepas, mahani yaseiba nami for these things also. So Rashi had a kasha if they washed. So they said, well, you don't have to make a brocha. So Rashi had to take care of everything it's talking about. It's shaloiba lelafe says a pas. So therefore you made a brocha rishayne. Rashi in his quiet manner took care of the problem which arises from our sugya. Now we'll just look at the Taisvis and we'll see that Taisvis, we have to understand what Taisvis says. Nosam bar kaporer l'shus lechad mem levore, v'niri d'mayri bebroche shalafono, v'ibi shalachav amrinen d'em ezamnim ala peres, u'mayru behesebu. It's speaking about that they were meisev. So lechera, we have to understand Taisvus, according to which Lashon is Taisvus going. According to the first Lashon, you don't need a Seber. According to the second Lashon, the Seber won't help. So Kaponim, we have to understand Taisvus. Well, Kaponim, just want to lechera bossy that this Sugya Daf Lamed Tes is a tremendous Shaiches with our Sugya over here. Now we'll go into this Bereise and to try to understand the difficulties which are in this Bereise. Dr. Rashi, Heviyu Lehemayim, Kacho Yerigil, that was the Seder. Noito Yodoy Achas. Now before we see this Rashi, let us see Tosfos. He says, the Rishonim had a Meiradike problem. What's shot in this? You wash one hand before you drink Yain. What's shot in this? So Taisva says, Mipnei Kovet HaBroche. Because of the Kovet HaBroche, making a broche, Boire Priya Gofen, so therefore you wash one hand. Now, leider, this Taisva is very difficult to understand. What's pshat? You're making a Boire Priya Gofen, so you wash one hand. What's Tamazay pshat in Taisva? Number one. Number two, so by every bracha, well, why dafke? So the second kasha I'm asking, the Minchas Baruch asks, by every time you make a bracha, there should be such a loche, you should wash one hand. Here there's a loche that you wash one hand. B'nei kavod habroche, you wash one hand. Let's just go to, before we go a little further. The on the side it says Vaimashakosav Taisis Psochim and Taisis Chagige. Taisis Chagige says, why do you wash your hand? Mishum Nikius. Nikius. So this the Goyim didn't understand. Nikius. So Yodav Einam Nikius. They wash one hand, they wash both hands. What's Shat Nikius? It's L'chay Rapella. But let's go to our Taisis and let us perhaps try to understand Taisis. If this is Pshat in Taisis, I'm not giving a guarantee, but maybe we can understand a little bit the Ivra in Taisis. We once mentioned that the Beis Meir says that the Brocha Boirei Pri Agofen is said, the Shvachter the Rebbein Shom that created Gefen, he created Yayin, that Yayin is used for many Shimushim. It is used for drinking purposes. It is used in Imrim Shir ala Yayin, Imrim Havdol ala Yayin, Imrim Kiddush ala Yayin. Yayin is, and whenever you use wine, you have to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for creating this Pri Agofen, which has so many usages. That's the Beis Meir. We wanted to be Moisif, could be that whenever you use wine, whatever Shimush whatsoever, you thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for all Tashmishim. You thank the Rabbeinu Shloim for the shimush of yayin, what I'm using. I'm making kiddush. I'll thank him for making that. There's wine to make kiddush. I'm drinking it. So I thank. But when you make the bracha is kailo all shimushim that yayin has. That could be. So it could be the other shimushim that yayin has besides shtiyah is shira la yayin, kiddush la yayin, havdol la yayin. Now, what does these three things mean? These three things mean, well, how do you make Kiddush ala Yayin? You hold the kais. Shir ala Yayin, you hold the kais. That's the Taish ala Yayin. According to Taisvis, Taisvis says in a few places, there's no mitzvah to drink the wine. There's a mitzvah. So what is it? There's a mitzvah to hold the kais. That's considered Shir ala Yayin. So it could be lekovid habroche. That means, since this broche is giving a shvach vaidot to the Rabbeinu Shalom that created wine. And wine is used, you use wine for holding a kois, and you use wine for drinking a kois. So it could be lekovid, this broche, your neitel yodov that's holding the kois. That means that this hand, I'm doing a shimush, that wine is used for this shimush also. Efshel, this is pshat and tais. About kaponim, it's very difficult to understand why noitel yode achas mibnei kovet habroche. Now let us go to Rashi. Rashi says, why is it noitel yode achas? Lekabel bo kois sheshoise lifnei hamos. He washes his hand to be mekabel de kois sheshoise lifnei hamos. Is pshatn Rashi, the minchas boruch, Simin Ches on of Gimel wants to say as follows. There is weiter amachloikis beishamay in beis hillel if noitlem yodayim vacharkach moizgin es hakois or moizgin es hakois vacharkach noitlem es yodayim. A whole complicated machloikis later. And the svore of beishamay is, that one is not permitted to use a kois she'achoyrev tomei. There's a cheshbon why one is not permitted to use a kois she'achoyrev tomei. And they were afraid if he did not wash his hand, so maybe they'll spritz some wine out of the kois on his hand. So the wine will become a rishon letumei because tam yodayim shniyas. Then a mashke that is a rishon is metamei achoyrei hakois. So in order to, and you're not allowed to use a kois that's achoyrev tomei. We'll come to that, we'll see the reason why. But al kaponim, one is not allowed to use a kois achoyrev tomei. So therefore, you have to wash your hands in order to make sure that you won't be metamei the kois. So memeile, the minchas boruch wants to say, That's Pshat and Rashi. That Rashi learned this Barais is going according to Beis Shammai. This is a Barais according to Beis Shammai. So that's what Rashi says. Noitel yodoi achas lekabel bo kois shoyse lifnei amoze. To be mekabel the kois, the problem Rashi is mevayer. The problem is the kois over here. Lekabel bo kois shoyse lifnei amoze. He has to have the yad that is holding the kois is one yad. So mamela, that yad has to be washed. Let us go a little, and then there's another pshat. There's a pshat that the Rashba says in our Gemara, and the Goyim. The Rashba and the Goyim bring a raya from our Gemara to a zach, which l'alocha we don't paskin like them, but kaponim, that's what they hold. We do know there's a halocha that a dovor shetibuloi b'mashke, if a person eats a dovor shetibuloi b'mashke, tzorech little yodav. That means as follows. If a person, that is the reason when we eat the karpas by the seder, so we go and wash our hands before we eat the karpas, because adobor shetibulei b'mashke needs netile. Why does it need netile? It's because although the mashke will become tome, the mashke will become arishin, as we mentioned before, no b'metam b'da'ichel. And whatever that is, so Chazal asked to eat dovo shetibulei b'mashke without netila. It's a machloikis if we do need it, if we don't need it. So kaponim, that's why we don't make a brocha by the seder. About kaponim, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, God, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from Bogan Avram, lechatchila, if one is eating a dovo shetibulei b'mashke, is eating wet fruit or something, he should zicha wash his hands before. Now there's a shaila, if a dovo shetibulei b'mashke needs netila, what if you drink something? Your mommy's drinking mashke. Do you also need netila? So there's a svore in Rishonim, the Ran in Psochem says, there you don't need a netila. Why? The whole thing is mashke, because there's a big difference. If you're holding a karpas that's wet, even part of it is wet, you might come to touch it. But when you're drinking something, you don't drink with your hands, you drink with a kois. He's not going to stick his fingers in the kois. So Mimela, whatever he'll drink, he'll never touch it. So it's not shchiach that he should touch this mashke. So therefore, the Ran in Psochim says, and Arba in Psochim, says that even though adovo shetibuloi b'mashke needs netile, that's after if you're eating something, because then it's possible or probable that he'll touch the mashke and he'll be metam b'da'ichel. But when he's drinking something from a kais, he'll never touch it. So Mimela, there's no din netile. That the Ran says in Arba in Psochim is svore, but when he says, but I have a problem, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Mem Gimel, seems not the way I said. V'tzorech here. That's the Ran's problem. So, Kaponim, the Rashba by us, and the Goyim didn't have the Tzorechim. They were Machriach. It's a Raya from our Gemara. That a Dova Shetibulei B'mashke, you need Netila. But you only need Netila on one hand, because the hand that's holding the kite, you eat with two hands. So, the Mele, so you have to wash both hands. Drinking, you drink with one hand. So Mamela, that's why there's a din netila on one hand. So we have here now, he had already four pshatim, why you mechuyev to wash one hand before they started drinking the wine. Olu al amites ve'eseibu, then later chayzer v'noitel beiz yodo, shetzorech lechel b'shteyim. According to Rashi, according to the Minchas Baruch, it could be as follows, that since now Lemaise is going to eat already, the second time they washed, that was right before the Suda. So then they wanted to kill two birds with one stone. So Memela, so since eventually they're going to eat right after the Kois, after the Shtiyas HaKois, so they might as well now wash Beis Yodov before before they drank the kais. This is before the shtiyas hayayin. He's going to eat right afterwards. Because in God, the Mishnah, when you have the machloikis, beishami, beisilva, there it says, they wash both hands. So for kel, that's the cheshman. The cheshman is because there they were drinking wine right before the achilas. So already the netilas yodayim, lepas, already they made before the Mezigis Hayayin. So that's Pshat and Rashi. So you wash already before. There is a problem, according to the, we had four cheshbonos why you wash your hands. Taisus says, al kovet broche. Taisus and Chagiga says, al tznekius. So, mitzad echad, it's very understandable why you have to wash now over both hands. Because the first netila was not a netila kehilchosa. It wasn't a tzoyrich netila. It was covered broche, kiyis. Now he's holding, he's washing ready for the pas. I mean, this netila held for the pas. So now you have to have a geherige netila. So for Kelpi, going time is the afalpi is very not so understandable. Afalpi. What's the big kiddush? Avu bishekol echad echanot ol yod yachas, choyzum anaitol shtay yod. The kasha is not so big. Versteitzach, because it wasn't an antila. That's the parrot. Okay, abu sabisul dochot. The Rashba says a very interesting pshat. According to the Rashba, there's a din netila al dovash etibulei b'mashke. So one hand was washed. Aval pisha not al yod achas is neutral the yod of shtay. Neutral is he washes both hands. It's the Rashba fabos. The Rashba really got tough. There was a geherig and a tila. So the Rashba says, because there's a halachet takef le netila broche. There's a halachet that one has to be masmech the netila yodayim, the netila rishayna also to the moitzi. So memele, if you'll be samech on the previous netila, you're missing the smiches, the tkifes of takef le netila broche. So therefore the Rashba, so that's that. So even though ulgabi ilches netila, als the taras ayat, L'chayre, you could be soymech and the netila rishayna. He washed it the first yad kehil chosay. But al kapani, you're gonna lose out the takev le netila broche. So therefore, that shot in the barais. Ava bishanotel yodei achas, chayzov anaitel. He washes both of them. Now. Ava bishakolechad bechlatzman. Even though they had already made, each one had made already a bayre priyagofim. They need again a broche. She'ein broche rishayna peitrosam. The first bayri priyagofen does not patter them. She'ein harishayin. This first yikori shalifnei amozin. This is not called yayin shalifnei amozin. She'ein oi bemokim sude. This first yayin was stamazoi. Ashtiye to occupy the aniyim till the bull started rolling. So this is Tamazay Yain, is no kesher at all with the Suda, so will not pater any Yain which will later, that they'll drink later before the Suda. Bahai Basra, the second time, Hu Yain Shalifnei HaMozim. This is the Yain Shalifnei HaMozim. Echad Mevoich Lekulon, even the Heisebo Hukfu, this created a kvies. Kasher reishe, diktoni kol echad ve'echad mevorech la'atzmoi, ay, why won't they moitzi? So the Gemara says, shani oichem, de datayu le'me'eka. Soifon le'me'eka ve'lalei selosei ve'bokem achad. They're not going to remain here. They're going to leave this mokim and to go to where the dinner is being served. She'ein zeh mokim ha'mesibe. This isn't where the mesibe is. Helakan yoshvu ache yiskansu kol akruyim. Those who were invited will come in. And you can't let them into the dining room. There'll be no place for the Kruyim. So male, they gave them a room someplace else and they occupied them with some wine. The derech balei batim ashirim hoyu lezamein lesudosom oichem aniyim. They were mazmin for the sude oichem aniyim. Lochi korulu oichem. They were not Kruyim, they were oichem. So even though Rav said that you don't need a kviyas of a seibe, but what do you need? A yeshiva ba'alme shaloi b'shasu dekama. But you need a yeshiva ba'alme. But a yeshiva ba'alme means al kaponim that for a man muet they intend to sit together to drink wine. But you need a yeshiva that here they sit in our spilkis and they're looking each minute they're looking to the open up the door ready. Are we going in? This wasn't even a yeshiva. So therefore there was no kviyas whatsoever. So therefore kolachad mechem mevoich laatzmai. Let us see Taisvitz. Kolachad neitel yodi achis nekvay dabocha. V'loi domi le neitel yodav lepeire istava migasi yaruach. Even Shane Neitel Steyodov, to wash Steyodov, Lepeiris, that's Tamazet, Nariskal, that's Megasi Yeruach, but this is one hand, covered Abroche, Komshkefel. Boho Bolehem Yai, Aval Gav the Yayin Shalifnei Hamozin, Poita Yayin Shalacher Hamozin, If yain shalifnei amozin, patas yain shalach amozin, kos gein ze shalifonavu, fakel, both yains are a yain shalifnei amozin. So why doesn't it pata? Shani hoche kivin sha'olu lahosev, havishini mokem, v'tzorech levorech. So Taisva says that the reason they said doesn't pata because it's a din of shinui mokem. Minchas Baruch wants to say a different teretz on this kasha because the aniyim weren't too sure if they would be invited for the big suda. It matters when the kliyim would come, how many kliyim, how much place there would be, how many aniyim came, some emela, so it's poshit that this didn't pata the other yain because they weren't sure at all that they'll be getting more yain. So therefore it was a b'china of nimlach that you have to make a new bracha. This, he says, will be for emphasis, lest yesterday we learned that Rabbi Yochanan holds Shini Mokim is not Machayev and Ubroche. So what did Rabbi Yochanan do with this paraisa, this that the Pnei Yeshua is Kashe? According to his Teretz, it's not Shver. Zog to Gemara weiter. Bo lohem yayin v'soich hamozein. So here it says, kol echod v'echod mevorich la'atzma. So here it's very difficult to understand. Why is kol echad v'echad mevoich la'atzma? Sholos ben zoyme mibnei ma'om rubolem yayin b'seich ha'mozen kol echad v'echad mevoich la'atzma. Here the halacha is one is not moitzi the other. Each one makes his own boire priya gofen. La'acher ha'mozen after the sude echad mevoich l'kulam. So what is the difference between toich ha'mozen and acher ha'mozen? Amalehem Hoyel ve'ein beis habliye ponim. Since this is ve'em b'teich ha'mozein, so the beis habliye is not ponim. What does this mean? So Rashi says as follows. Hoyel ve'ein beis habliye ponim. Ve'ein, the middle of eating. Ve'ein leif ha'mesubim el ha'mevorech el oliv loya. Is the leif. The leiv licked in boich, nicht in the mevorech. Is memele, so therefore they can't be yaitza with the broche. They have to empty their mouth, then they can bring back the leiv. Yeah. Let us see, there's a very interesting Rabbeinu Yain over here. Let us see the Rabbeinu Yain. Bolahem yayin b'soicham, this is daf lamed omed beis, in the dafi harif. Dibramascha bolem yayin. Bolem yayin b'seich ha'mozein, kol echod vi echod mevorech la'atzma. Af al pi shemisibu echod mevorech ha'moitzi abichas ha'mozein u'poitras acherim. By hesebe, the din is that each one can be moitzi the other one. Each one can be moitzi the other one. Af elohim mevilem yayin b'seich ha'sude, tzach kol echod b'echod shivorech al yayin la'atzma. Even though there was hesebe. U'meforish b'gmore taime, nei she'ein beis habli yeponim. Upeirish Rashi zal shemitoich sha'oichlim einam mesibim libom lebroche. So the leiv is not concentrating on the broche. Sha'oimer lefikach einam yoitzim ba'ois broche v'tzor kolach v'echel levoy ve'ein zen nire sha'af al pi sha'oichlim yechaylim lishmoya ha'broche. It is what the machloikis is. Don't ask me, I don't know, but it's a very interesting machloikis. The Rabbein Yoina holds the ears are sufficient in order to be yaitze. And Rashi holds you need leiv in order to be yaitze. So you say the stick of machloikis, but klal to be magdil the machloikis, I don't know. It's a very interesting machloikis. It's an unleiv, but shmi is gonna. And Rashi holds you need leiv. Yeah. Perhaps it's totally in the Chakira which we once spoke out. What is the type Shemeya Ka'ine? He said, once said, I'm Achloikis, Shemeya, one man the Yom holds Shemeya Ka'ine, I'm Yaitse with Yenim Zamire. The other man the Yom, that means I'm Yaitse, by listening to him, I'm Yaitse with him. And another man the Yom holds Shemeya, the Gedev Shemeya Ka'ine, I'm saying through hearing. That means a person can speak with his ears. Shemeya Ka'ine. We once mentioned L'chayra Nafkemina de Chakire that the Bir Halacha clears the Shail, the Bir Halacha clears, what if the Shemeya is Nitzrach L'Nekovov? But he's not allowed to make a brocha. But the one who's making the brocha, he's not nitzrach l'nekov. Is it good or no good? So the Bir Halacha clears it for a shayla. So l'cheira, we said l'cheira to tell him this chakira. According to the first pshat, I'm yoytze with his amira, so he's not nitzrach l'nekov. So I could be yoytze with his amira. According to the second pshat, I'm speaking with my ears. So I'm a mele, so but nitzrach l'nekov. So I can't be yoytze. So it could be pshat is like this. Could be everyone holds that by a brocha you need leiv. That's poshut. No, the shail is, could I be yoytze with the leiv of the mevorech? So the Rabbeinu Yoina held that for the gedder of Shemei Ka'ina, the first malach, that lemaise you yoytze with his brocha. Er hotach leiv, er estach nish. So mele just tuning in and listen to him, I'm yoytze with his amira. In his amira there's leiv, that's all I need. I need his leiv, I don't need my leiv. So Mamela, that was the Rabbeinu Yoina's kasha. Rashi could be held the second way, then no, not your yoytze with him. You're making the brocha, but you're making the brocha with your ears. Oh, but if you're making the brocha, you need to listen to him. Rabbeinu Yoina does not like Rashi. V'yesh meforshim, shemitoich, a second shot, shemitoich she'ein beis habli aponi, since he's busy swallowing, ein yechaylem lotzeis baniyas ome, he can't answer ome. Mishum shenema yimale pi sehilosecho, that the past to be mole with the shvach of the Rabbeinu Shloilam, v'imoy meroise ba'oid sha'oichel, and if he's gonna say the yomim, his mouth is full, nimtsu shein ay meroise karoi, so it's not yimale pi sehilosecho. It's the sneichet dalton, but the mouth is full of something else. V'zeh pirishu nochem. He says, that's not too bad. Avoloi me'atam shalahem. He says, not al shemila achas yochel lo'im l'karoyim yirta. No, to zog na ganse drosha with a full mouth. No, this very understand. But to say an omein, you could say omein, even though the mouth is full. Ava bishamachol bepid. Ela vaday anocheinu. So l'maisa the Ben Yenis has a third pshat. That's the problem. You have to answer amen. If the mouth is full, so he might come, he might choke b'shasi saying amen. V'chayni rabbi Yerushalmi, b'feirish, the gassin in Hossam, kol echad v'echad mevoich la'at, v'nei shem b'esa b'li aponi. Omar Rav Muna, hoda omro, so from this is a raya, hodein the otish b'goy mechla, if someone sneezes in the middle of a suda, also, Maimalay Asusa. You're not allowed to say Asusa to him. Begin Sakante. So the Yerushalmi brings the Raya. From that, when you don't answer, oh, Maim B'Teich Asude, so you're not allowed to say Gesundheit. Inay Nira B'Feish, Yusum Sakante Nogubo. So that's the Rabbeinu Yoina's Pshat. So we have here three Pshatim in the Gemara. Now let us see Tosfos. Hoyil V'Ein Beis Habli Yaponi. V'Yesh Mefolshim. Others learned, Ksheoimer Savri Moirai, in Savri, in the Yesh Mefoshim, I think other Rishonim bring, this was Rashi Pshat. This is the Yesh Mefoshim was Rashi. So the problem is, we have to contact the leiv. So what if he says, Savri Moirai? Savri is a Loshen, Sima Slav. You should, Loshen Hezber, Loshen Dos. Moirai, he's complimenting them. But Savri, be mesim late. The heim and nichim lechel kedei lishmoya habroche vilana isome. So then they listen to him. Sheep to him. And he could be mighty them. Lechayre would be able to be mighty them. So that means we can avoid the problem of shas achile if we can attract their attention. V'chein mashme bi Yerushalmi gabi hach bereis. The Yerushalmi says, "Hani mili ba'oichem." That's davke by oichem. The Yerushalmi says, "Then you need hesebe." Avol ba'alabayis poter. Why by a balabos with the bnei bayis? Mnei shahakel koinim eitzol balabayis. So the Tzlach wants to say pshat in the Yerushalmi. But when do you need hesebe? When there's oichem, they're not. They're not nigrar after the balabos. So there they don't have a kviyas. Ve'ein leiv ha'shoimim ala mevorech. So therefore, in ihr Hesebe. Aber if there's a Balabas with the Bnei Bayis, Shahakel Poine made for Balabas, if there are for the Balabas, so the Shemeya to the Balabas, if you without a Sebe, he also could be Maitzi. Tani Rabchi, Av Balabas, Pesach Beisa, it is also, he also can be Maitzi. But Al Kaponim, we see from the Yerushalmi, that if there's a case without a Sebe, that we could somehow bring them together, or so that's also sufficient. So Mamela, so by saying Sabri Moirai, we can accomplish this. The Ain Nira La Rabbeinu Achon, the Kivin Shetikno Chachomin, Sheyevorich Kol Echod La Atzmoi, Mekanish Machen Dreidlach. There was a Takonis Chachomin, Besoy Chasude, even though there's a Sebe, each one should make their own broche. Eine Yoitze Klal Bebilchas Chaveire. When Chazal made a Takone, just like we mentioned yesterday, there's a Machloikis HaRishayim without a Sebe, even though he was Mechavan Lohitzi, and he was Kivin Lotzei. So the Rosh Hashita is, and Rashi Hashita is, you can't be Yoitze. Chazal said, you can only be Moitzi with a Kviyiz. You can't override Takone's Chazal. Chazal said that the Emtza Hasuda, you cannot be Moitzi without a Kviyiz. Given to Tigno Chachomim, Shivoy Kalechad La'atzmai, Eine Yoitzi, Klau Bebichas Chabere. The Gamishlei Tachlik, Bein Pony, Lusheini Pony, will start making Chalukim, the does Yo Libay Pony, does Nish Libay Pony, does Ilimiti, so Memele, so Aloy Plug, you cannot be Moitzi. Ah, Toiva Hameiti. So now Toisus has a tremendous problem. By the Halacha is by Shinu Yayin, if you bring in a new yayin, which was not on the table before the suda, so besides so then you have to make a toiva hametiv. Now a toiva hametiv, Tosfos learned that what's the translation of a toiva hametiv? A toiv means leave, hametiv lachine. So the shini yayin is only the bracha of a toiva hametiv is only said when there's more than one person that's partaking of the Shini Yayin. So Taisus learned the Hametiv is, I'm Moitzi the others with my Broche. Atoiv leave Hametiv Lachini. So we have here a big problem. Now, Emtza Suda, what do you do? Yesh Meforish, Shefoita Lacherim Lekule Alma. Here you do Pata, because it's not Shaykh differently. Dochi Mashma Atoiv La'atzmoi, Vahametiv Lachini, Shem Shaysim Imenu. So Yamaitzi, if I found, there's no Eitzel. I mean, Chazal never were mesakin that this broche should be said kolechet vechet b'fnei atzmoi, because fakir, the whole broche is that you're saying Hameitzi v'lachini. Rabbeinu Yichiel ha-yayimet v'loihi, the shayich nami ein beis abli yaponi. What's the chilek this broche, yana broche? If there's a problem in beis abli yaponi, so just like it's a shter for the boire pri agofen, it's a shter for the teva meitzi. V'loi polik bein ha-toiv v'bichas ha-yayim. Aye, what do you do with a toiv hametiv? The mishum high time a toiv l'didei a metiv lachin ain't a poiter acher. It's not that he's moitzi yene. Do a metiv shachav lo shloi b'fnei metivim loy. It's a shvach that the rabbein shalom he was metiv someone else also. Kedemrinu lekamon beper karoye. Amru lo yolda ishtach azocha. He found out a yediyah that his wife had a zocha. Oimer boruch a toiv hametiv. A toiv l'didei. V'hameitiv l'ishtoi. Amru loy. Avagavdein ishtoi yetzoi. Not moitzi ishtoi with his broche. But since this besure is a tove for himself and for others, he makes a tove v'hameitiv. So I'll call upon him. So Mamelus, that's no problem. Each one will make their own hatoi v'hameitiv. You're not moitzi anyone. Avot tzoruch iyon ktsas me havdole. Now, Tosfos says, Torachion by Abdullah. What's the problem by Abdullah? Sha'onu, Mavdilim Vohimdim. We make Abdullah standing. Hayichonu, Poitrim says, Miyayin, Miyabdullah. Achrei, Shainonu, Loyoshim, Voloy Misubim. Tosfos, Amir, Dikikashus. Aha, well, we might, we just have a whole sugi over here. That you have, in order to be mighty, someone else with a bracha, you need kviyas. Like the Chaisvis, where's the Kviyas by Abdullah? Everyone stands by Abdullah. So there's a double problem. Problem number one is on the Yayin. Sagavuche, there's a, the Mate Ephraim, in Elef Lamate, Simen Tarchov Hei, Oisayin Dalit, speaks about the Chaisvis, trapping the Chaisvis. And he explains the problem of the Yayin was because they used to, the tale that all of them used to partake from the Yayin Shel Havdola. Like this, the Kasha Feinzach Nishton, the Bichas HaYayin. That means if he's going to drink from the wine also, so then there's a problem. How could I be meeting without Kriyas? If I'm just meeting him with Havdola, the Bichas HaYayin, the Magdol makes Bichas HaYayin, I'm drinking. So Bechlal, there's no problem. So the whole problem of Taisvis was because the Seder Advarim was, they used to tail to the shaymin from the Kaishal Havdola. And mainly you have a problem. You have a problem. Same problem as by Kiddush also. If you're to tail, so you have a problem. There's no kviyas on the Yayin, and there's no kviyas on the Havdola. How could you be mighty? The Tzlach explains the Hemshech, how this comes in over here, is because it could be according to Rashi, if Savri is a Tikkun Gomel, you get together with the Savri. So the Mele is a Kundach Savri by Havdola. Fartek, so there's no problem. That'll solve. Savri can make a Kviyas, even though there's no Kviyas Bepoil. So Mele, that was, but we just said, we don't hold like Rashi. Savri, you need Mamish a Kviyas, and the Chazal will Mesak and Azay, you can't make different Toifanim. You can't override Akonis Chazal. So that is a problem. Vishema Yeshloima. Mitoich Shekoivin Atzmon, Kedei Lotzeis Yidei Havdola. Kovinami akula milsa. Since there's a kviyas for Havdola, kovinami akula milsa. Maybe. Ulekach no, but since it's a maybe, maybe yes, maybe not. Ulekach no evitoiv lemavdol, vegam leshoimim, sheyeshu bishas Havdola. It would be preferable that everyone should sit bishas Havdola, shozi yenire kikva upoiter oisam. Then there would be the Mat Ephraim brings down that Rabbi Yankev Emden, the Meirik Tzie, he brings down this Taisis. No Taisis says that I've sitting by Abdullah. So he used to sit by Abdullah. His father, the Chacham Tzvi, used to stand. He says when his father was alive, he didn't have the seichel to ask him from this Taisis. So now look, gestanden, aber now upon him, the Tatas Nishdo, and he has a Taisis, he used to sit. And Taisa says it's better like this. So the Mata Ephraim explains that it's nicht as a gefella, chasach yidnstein, and the Meir Tzvi Shait of that was mistake. Remember, I was once in Lakewood, Chabaram Zuchan Levoch made Abdullah for the Eilam, everyone sat. But Al-Kaponim, a lot of people stand, five by Kiddush, five by Abdullah. So Al-Kaponim, the Mata Ephraim says as follows, that first of all, the whole problem is only the shtiyah. The oilam is drinking. So if you don't drink by Havdolah, that must be no problem. I mean, that's number one. So Mamela, he says, we all don't drink by Havdolah. I mean, it seems the zikha was a minig, others used to be mashke the kais Havdolah. He says, if we're not mashke the kais Havdolah, that must be no problem. And the lomdis, he explains the lomdis of Taisvis. We teich shekai v'natmut, they losses yidei Havdolah, kovinami akula milse. So pshat is that he says like this, that you need a kviyas of yeshiva or a seiber is because since the achile ushtiye is a yedei a yeshiva or a seiber, so therefore, so that is the kviyas. That means the achile ushtiye is, that's a person doesn't eat or drink standing. So the kviyas of achile ushtiye is only sitting. That's from a mela, so the brach has to be made. If you're a oifen of your kavua to do of achila and shtiyah, he says a mitzvah. There's no such cloud that the mitzvah has to be done sitting. The mitzvah can be done standing. So the meila, that's the svar of taisus. Miteich shekayven atzm they lots and they have dollar for havdollah. This is sufficient. This is called considered kviyas as long as they're not walking around. The Mishnah Berurah says. Is Meir and Hilchas Kiddush, they're full of those that stand by Kiddush, but don't walk around. If you're walking around, there's no Kviyas, and it's Bittatak. need some sort of a kviyas in order to be moitzi rabin. So Mamel, that's the lomdus of Taisus. Taisus wants to shtel zu. So since this kviyas helps, it's a little similar to Agamora's migu, to Mislanandra Oifen, that since the kviyas helps for Havdole, it could be helps for the Bracha also, and Taisus was Mesupik if this lomdus is oiskal. So Taisus says it's preferable to sit down by Havdalah, but again, this Timothy Prime says, this is Afka, if you're Moitzi, everyone is drinking. Vuhu Oimer al Hamugma. And the one, so Rashi learns Pshat, the one who made the was Moitzi, the Oilam, and the Yain Shalacher Hamozin, they were Mechabit him to make the Mamaitzi the Oilam and the Birchas Hamugma. Midiktani, so the Gemara says, Vuhu Aymer al Hamugma, comes at the Yukad. He says on the Mugma. Mechlal the Ike Odiv Minei. So it seems there's someone better than him. Afal Pikein, since he was the one that was Mamsi himself to do this mitzvah, or Mechabadim to do another mitzvah. Misayile, this is all nimchak. Misayile l'rav, the Omer Rav Chiyah Barash Yom Rav, Hanoitel Yodav Tchila Ba'achoyne, Hu Mezumen Lebroch. We see the same type of course of thinking that a person who was Mazman himself, who was Magdim to wash my Machoynim first, so he deserves another kibbutz of being the Mezamen. Rav v'Rav Chiyah av Yosfi kami de Rebbe b'sudoso. He was sitting in front of Rebbe. Omalei Rebbe l'Rav, kum Moshe yodoch. So Rebbe told Rav three words. Get up and wash your hands. Chozye tahave maltes. Rav heard this from Rebbe, so he got shekler. He was petrified. Let us see what Rashi said. So Rashi, Chozye Rav Chiyah l'Rav. Now let us see the Rashi before. Bechaldi ka'odiv neva for lahochi kiven the aschol bechode oved lido. Hanoytol yodav tchila b'may machoin umezum labichas hamos. Chazi rabchiye lerav. The Maltes. He was very scared. Why? What was Rav scared about? Shema roa yodi meluchloche. Maybe Rabbeinu HaKodesh saw that his hands were dirty. He told him, go wash your hands. And the Tzaddik, he's sitting in front of Rabbeinu HaKodesh with dirty hands. Oy shema harachti ba'achila yoyser midai. So Mamela, maybe he ate too much. Rav told him, shengenik. And in front of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, if Rav told him such a psak, so it was shekler. Rav Amartes. Omele rabchiye bal pichsi. No, he doesn't mean tain it to you. He means ayin bebirchas mezayne kamalach. He's telling you, you should wash now that you should be ma'ayin in the birchas hamozin. Tan nosan loch rishus levorech birchas hamozin. Shenaito yodav tchila hu mevorech. They told you, you should be ma'ayin bebirchas hamozin. It's also interesting, first of all, there wasn't any sidurim. So, some male ayin, he's going to be moitze, chmein mezetach evcha. Rabbeinu HaKodesh said three words, he got petrified. If he's going to bench, he's going to be mighty the whole home, he's going to be mighty Rabbeinu HaKodesh. I once heard a maise when the Chazanish had Eichem. So he went, so one of the Eich said, he was scared to make a bracha there, the Chazanish is there. But he noticed the Chazanish, he put down the food and left the room. He understood that, how they're going to feel if he's standing there. So that was his Achnosis Eichem, his Yitzi was Achnosis Eichem. Al kaponim ravot gedacht hab, so soll ich moitzi sein, Rabbeinu HaKodesh bebirchas hamozein, so mestom, there were certain kavonis and certain inyonim, which Rav had to prepare, so he told them, ein bebirchas hamozein, come along. Omar Rab Zeire, Omar Rove Bar Yirmiya, me emesai mevorchin al horeya. Now we're speaking about Mugba, so Mugba was, they took psalmim, they put it al ha'ish, and then when a smoke came out, on that reyach, they made a broch. When do you make the broch al reyach? Mishetala tamrose. As soon as the smoke starts coming out, so then you make the broch. Amale Reb Zeir l'rove bar Yirmiye b'holoi ka'orach. He did not smell it yet. So the Tlach explains, that means he understood as follows. I mean, by all things, like he answered, Amale v'tameich ha'moitzi lechem in o'osim mevorech b'holoi yochel. He also didn't eat. Ela daite l'meichel. Machanami daite l'aruchi. The Tlach explains his havmina was that bishleim b'ayachile, even though he didn't eat it yet, but he's holding it in his hand al kaponim, so that's cool. He can make a bracha because he's mukhan to eat it. The hot is in the hand. Vasha'en kein do, he's not holding anything. That's why by psalmim also he didn't have a kasha. He's holding the psalm in his hand for shteitzcha makes the bracha. But here he has no kasha at all to the reyach, so that he held that it's not sufficient to make a bracha. And he told them no. The achiza by a machel is also not the achila. The broch is out on the achila. You can make it before. Omer Abchi bereda abe bar Nachmeni. Omer Abchi zom arav. Omer Miglo. Omer Abchi zom aziri. Kol amugmores levorchen aleihem boirei atzei besomim. O mugmores, the broch that is made is boirei atzei besomim. Chutz mi mushak shemin chayu. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Alareich shel mugmar. Tamrosoi kitur he'oshan shemetam of oilo, the pillar of the cloud of smoke that comes up. Holai orach lehirich boyadayim. Vuleinen hakli make a broch. Mevorchen aleihem boirei atzei b'somim. What is the chiddush? V'afal pi shenisraf ve'eino be'en. Hello, Shatimur Oile, but since this Timur originates from Atzeb Samin, one can make Atzeb Samin. Kutmi Mushak, Mushke Balaz, this was a type of a, it's called Pizim, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this was a Shuhumin Chayim, in Harei Shal Chayim, that had a very Geshmak Reach, and, so this you make Beremin Epsamin. Meisvei, the Gemara says, what are you telling me? That you make Berei Atzeb Samin, on something, even though now it is consumed already by the fire, and it's not ba'en, but since it originates from Eitzim, you also make a broche. We learned in Abarai, say, Mevolchem Boiriyatze, Bisomim Ela Afar Samoin Shal Beis Rebbe, Val Afar Samoin Shal Beis Kesem. So this Afar Samoin was an eitz, which was not plentiful, was a very expensive eitz, and which had a beautiful reyach. So on this eitz, you can only find it with base Rebbe or with base Kesa. So if the eighth is Be'en, you can make a boy rei atze b'samim. Ba'ala hodo shebechol moke. Lav dafke this eighth. Any eighth that has a reyach toy. So hodo shebechol moke. You also make a boy rei atze b'samim. But it means that it seems that the Barais is telling us that the whole broch of boy rei atze b'samim is only said when the eighth is Be'en. That's what he wants to tell us, not if it's burnt. Yufte, so it's a tiyufte. So it seems that Amugbo you do not make boirei atzei b'som. Let us see Rashi. Meisim avochim boirei atzei b'som elo afal samoin she'eit atzmoi bolo foneinu. Shal beis rabbi v'shal beis keisa no katanim shimshenim motzi el bebeis malochim abali gedule. Ba'lo hode shebechol mokim av davke atzei afal samoin gudim lachol adoyim elem she'eit atzmoi meriach b'lo yisreife. Al da hode shchiach v'di b'chachom em bohoive b'chol mokim. Aber mugma leime vachin en alle beire in bine psalmin, because eitz is not ben. So this is our girse. So our girse is tiyufte, it's opgefreit. Let us see taisis. Kala magmorais, mevochin leime beire ate psalmin, afo pish en isrefu, ein ate psalmin ben. Val hode she bechol mokeim, bal halachas deilis leigoris tiyufte. He has a different girse than the Gemara. Shani Tony Hodos Vachol the Domile. So what is he giving a marshal? Kloimar She Ikroi Lareya. When do you make Boyriyatze Psomim? When the Iker of this mean is Lareya. La Fukita Puchim Bachabushim. Shainikrum Lareya Ela Lechel. So therefore, you do not make cases Boyriyatze Psomim. There's a shail if you'll make Ashenosim Reich Toiva Peiris. When you make it, but al kaponim, there's different halachas, only if you take it, only lohriyach, there's a whole tumul, when you make ashnos rechtei lepesa, but al kaponim, he's speaking about atzei psomim, lafuki peiris, which are not ikron l'reich, it's ikron l'achila. Misha hoylich v'bayish yeshem psamim, yeshem min psamim shemerich b'em ha-mesafkele inimineh t'mimin adome, who? Yesh mefoshim shemavor shakol niyeh b'dvor. He doesn't know, very interesting, that you make a bircha shahakol on reich. Tal kulon a bircha shahakol yotza. Rav Rabbeinu Moshe Mikutzi ayoyim shevoich boirei min psamim, he should make boirei min psamim. Omer Rav Chisda l'Rav Yitzchak, hai mishche da'afar samoyim. The oil of afar samoyim. That means this is the oil that came out of the atzei afar samoyim. Mai mevolchin ilave. Omer lehochi omer Rav Yehuda, boirei shemen arzeinu. They put it in arzeinu because it grew in Eretz Yisrael, so it's miyaches et Eretz Yisrael. Omer lebamino da Rav Yehuda, da chbivalei Eretz Yisrael. So they say stuck in the Nusach Altaino. Lekul alma mai, amalei, ochi, amar Rabbi Yechanan, boirei shemen orei. Shemen Altaino, mai mevolchin al reichoi, shemen Altaino, shoye godel bi yerichoi. This grew in yerichoi. Bar shem horeya, choyse nikreis yerichoi. That's why yerichoi is called yerichoi, because of the reich, that's it. Bu pane kama beseifi cheskel. Yehude ve'eretz Yisrael heimor echlayech v'chitei min isofana kach isi b'sefer Yosef ben Gurion bal minei de Rav Yehude al tovi liraye mitvoro v'zu, because the Chaviv le'eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara says he, according to us we make v'yirei shemen olet.